Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Can I pop your pimple?
I got a pimple?
Yeah.
Where?
On your fucking cheek.
Right here?
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, just go pop it before the rundown.
Nah.
Let's get a live pop.
Nah.
I'll pop your shit.
Nah.
I'm not afraid to pop my bro's pimple.
All right, it's the rundown. Tuesday, July 13th. Glennie's got a pimple. But
come on, we're not mentioning.
I'm saying
yesterday was my nail, my toenails, and today's my pimple. No.
I'll pop it right now. It's beautiful. It's like a beautiful whitehead.
Come on.
I feel like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Pop it.
No.
All right, it's brought to you by Black Rifle. Black Rifle Coffee Company is a veteran-owned coffee company serving premium coffee
to people. It's staring at me like a third eye.
Who love America. The team at Black Rifle Coffee is continually researching and experimenting with new roasting methods and coffee origins. The best way to enjoy Black Rifle Coffee is by joining the coffee club. You pick your perfect roast, how much, and when you want it delivered to your door, and they'll take care of the rest. It's free to sign up, and you get free shipping discounts on partner brands and early access to new products and club-exclusive products. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/rundown and use the code RUNDOWN today and get the freshest coffee in America.
You want to pop it?
You literally have the smoothest skin.
Let's see.
Should we do a post-show pop?
Let's see if your talk is cheap. Pop it.
I'll pop it right now, but do you want to get a zoom in so we could actually get the Dr. Pimple Popper clout for this?
Yeah, maybe Mackenzie record on her phone.
Could you, Mackenzie? Thank you.
What do you mean the Pimple Popper clout?
Stop touching it, Glennie. You're going to fucking get irritants and bacteria in it.
All right, I'm coming
stop
up.
Fucking, just stop. Put your head up.
Don't get anything on my Sopranos shirt.
Stay still.
Are you going to do it with your nail?
Yes.
With your nail? No. How are you going to squeeze it?
I'll do it without the nail.
Stop
no nail.
Moving. You fucking
no
jittery.
Nail. No
you
nail.
Jittery bastard.
No nail.
I won't.
Ow. What the fuck?
Glennie, stop squirming. Oh, I got it.
Is it out?
It's like bleeding. Oh my God.
Don't get it on my
oh
shirt.
Oh my God.
It's not out.
Fuck you.
Exactly the same.
Fuck you.
No, it's
fuck
not.
You.
There's like redness that came out of it. What do you mean it's out?
Do it.
It does look
I got the white head off.
Okay, whatever. We're
there's probably
fine.
Some subcutaneous stuff.
Is my shirt
stuff.
Okay?
That might be our first ever live pimple pop on a rundown. So some history there.
I ain't scared.
Let's start with the home run derby. Last night, Pete Alonso beats Trey Mancini in the finals. Ohtani out in the first round. I thought, honestly, it was one of the worst derbies in recent memory. And I blame mainly ESPN not having a home run distance tracker on the screen is really one
but
of the
but there was
more,
one in the stadium. It's what? Not even like they didn't have the technology to do it. You could see in the background of the stadium that there was still like some distance tracking.
That's what I was. We've had it in past years. Technology certainly hasn't gotten worse. It's at the stadium where you presumably have like even less stuff to work with. The fact that like even 10 minutes into the broadcast they couldn't see the complaints and add that is crazy.
I mean, the counting was so fucking. The counting almost made it seem like I don't even want it to be. You know, they do the celebrity softball game. That's not a live event.
Yeah.
I almost want the home run derby to no longer be a live event so
yeah,
they can actually
the count
fucking
right.
count it correctly. Because it was impossible. As we're all sitting there, we're all on stream last night trying to figure the fuck out with Joey Gallo. We have no idea. And then they fucked Joey Gallo. They fucking discriminated against Italians.
So
he taught me.
There was always
a Paisan rundown. We need to talk
they
about
did.
Paisans.
If you watch,
and Trey Mancini, your boy Pete Alonso,
ahead,
doesn't care about cancer survivors or anything.
Or Italians.
Or Italians. Yeah. What was I going to say?
You were saying that it wasn't entertaining and that ESPN
fucked it up. Oh, no. The rule. Like, the rule since they switched to this format, it was you can't throw the next pitch until the ball lands. Remember, that was, like, a big controversial topic when Bryce Harper won. They were like, he's not waiting. His dad's not waiting to throw. Did they just get rid of that rule?
No, they used it like yesterday.
They did not use that yesterday. Because
the one guy,
it was rapid fire.
The first couple guys were, and then they stopped. If you notice, they brought an umpire, and the umpire was like,
"The umpire
was go
saying wait," and then the ball was still in the air. He'd be like,
"I mean, they had the guy there doing it. I don't know if they actually did it.
He did not. He had no judge of when it was landing.
Because some people were just whipping it. There was a very different pace, and I would be pissed if my guy was going slow.
Yeah, and that puts like pass records in jeopardy if you have a different pace.
Who went second? It was
Matt Olson.
Matt Olson. Matt Olson's guy was watching every ball land. He was turning around and enjoying the whole
show. Those are the rules. Like, and then nobody else just followed them. I don't know if they
changed. Why would you follow the rules? It's the home run derby.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that I think for the fan, it's nice to watch the guy, like, see a shot, see where it lands. The camera angle I didn't like
on
ESPN. But
with the timing, though, I thought it was good. I liked the home run
derby. I was going to say, I thought, like, the technical shit of it sucked.
Right,
but
right.
The actual hitting itself was awesome.
My bigger gripe, I guess, was the ESPN. Like, I didn't like the camera angle where I like the rapid fire. Like, you're hurting your neck trying to go from where the ball's landing to, like, the next pitch. But overall,
Derby
Ohtani went out in the first round sucked, too.
But it was a great matchup.
Yeah, the fact that it went to triple overtime against Soto, that was awesome.
And then Alonso just fucking, it was just fuck bomb city.
Pete Alonso is a psychotic.
Is what?
He's a douchebag.
Why?
He's just annoying.
How?
Remember when he got trolled by that guy about ISIS?
So you don't have a charismatic first baseman. You got a fucking...
Luke Voit was way cooler than Pete Alonso.
Luke Voigt's a dork.
Luke Voigt's a gobbledygook.
I take that back.
I mean, not by his last name.
Southern conversation type guy, Luke Voigt.
Exactly.
I love
thought you had a personal...
I take that back. He's a great guy.
But Pete Alonso, he's bopping his head. It just all seemed very, like, forced to me. Remember when he got trolled by the guy about ISIS?
That has nothing to do with this. You have a personal vendetta.
You actually
My memory's going, Tommy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Some
you know,
Padres
my friends,
fan was trolling him with, like, a picture of Pete Alonso holding an ISIS sign. And it was really funny. And Pete Alonso just got really mad on Twitter.
I mean, I don't know.
Honestly,
growing up, my friends used to call me the Oracle. Like, I used to remember random dates. You could tell me, like, some girl's Sweet 16 date.
Isn't the Oracle, like, foresee things?
Whatever.
His friends are fucking nitpickers. Yeah,
they would. You could tell me, I'm going to make a random name, and they could have said, what was Kim Johnson's Sweet 16? What day? I would have been like, Kim's Sweet 16 was October 28, 2012. Easy money. My memory is going. It really is.
I used to be the same way. And I can't do it anymore. Like, we both know. Well, on the count of three, when was our intern interview?
September 16, 2016.
What part of the count of three did you not?
He's forgetting.
Well, on the count of three, when was our intern interview? September 16, 2016. What part of the count of three did you not?
He's forgetting right away.
Sorry, but nonetheless, Pete Alonso, he's a fucking huge dork, but he's like our dork. He's a fun dork. I love Pete Alonso.
Okay, but you're drinking away
whatever.
Your
Ohtani goes out in the first round. Oh, is Ohtani...
The face
of baseball?
Handle the spotlight. I mean, the fact that he grounded out on the first pitch of the second overtime, that kind of sucked. But every time, it took him a little bit to start getting his stride. I mean, I like the fact that it was a little shootout.
He chose not to go to the Yankees because he didn't want to handle New York. He pitches at Yankee Stadium for the first time a month ago. He can't get out of the first inning. Home run derby is supposed to be Ohtani's night. He's out in the first round. Tonight, he's starting and hitting. He might get rocked tonight. He might strike out and get rocked. I'm just saying, maybe he can't handle the pressure.
I think he's going to throw a strikeout tonight. By the way, shameless plug. Hop on the bet tonight. BEC times punch out parlay.
Let's go.
Ohtani and Scherzer both to throw a strikeout in the first inning and no runs.
Scherzer, last three All-Star games, he has a strikeout every single game.
Last three All-Star games, no runs in the first inning. So bet on the Marshall Sportsbook. It's boosted plus 285. Shameless plug. I'm done.
That's a good plug.
That's a good plug. No shame in that
hop
plug.
Hop on it. It's going
to
be fun.
But I watched it because of Ohtani last night. I was like, okay, he's. Because I don't give. I'm a. Self-proclaimed casual baseball fan. I tuned in for that. It didn't disappoint. I was on the edge of my seat. I enjoyed myself.
No, I agree. I mean, I was going to watch it anyway, but I watched for him, too.
It was
too,
more than if we scored, like, a cooking show on presentation and actual taste. The taste was good. The presentation was bad.
That's an unbelievably good analogy.
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Food Network.
We're cooking guys. We love food. We're food guys. Paisans.
I've been watching guys.
Why don't you do this? Do you not know how to do this, Glenn?
Can I say one thing? This is a stupid... Since we're just talking about Food Network TV, I watched this morning before I came to work and last night. I have such a gripe with this new Food Network show. Which one? Barbecue Brawl. It's Eddie Jackson, Bobby Flay, and Michael Simon. They each have a barbecue team. There's three teams.
Right.
And every episode, there's an individual challenge.
Yes.
And then let's say you win the individual challenge and your team gets an advantage for the team challenge.
Okay.
And the team challenge, you got to make a protein, you got to make sides, and you got to make desserts most of the time.
Right.
And they just pick, like, who makes what off the heel. It's so dumb.
They just show you what you're making?
Like, the team deliberates. And let's say me, you, and Tommy are on a team. You could get protein, I could get sides, Tommy could get dessert. You could be a great pitmaster, and you just fuck up your bread pudding, and you go home off that. It's so dumb.
That's fucking stupid. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. It's so dumb.
So you keep watching it?
I keep watching it. I hate it. It's so fucking stupid. Like, 2 weeks ago, this guy Max, he was fucking sick. He was making, like, jerk chicken every week. He was killing it.
Uh-huh.
He won the individual challenge. the individual challenge that episode, and then his team challenge, he made a shitty dessert because he got stuck with dessert. It makes no sense.
Well, is the point of the show to find out, like, who's the best overall?
Pitmaster. It's about barbecue. Barbecue isn't about making...
And then randomly sometimes do dessert, and this poor guy got fucking dessert, and he got fucked. It makes no sense.
It's fucking bullshit.
Speaking of food shows, check out Neighborhood Eats. There's no Neighborhood Eats. Shit like
Kansas
that.
City one looked great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. The barbecue was freaking incredible, Glenn. We have to have you out for another one.
I would love to come back. Yeah, I was on the original Neighborhood Eats.
That's what
people
I mean. That's
that.
The pilot, you know what
people
I mean?
Forget that.
That was fantastic, and that's why it got sold, because they said, Glennie Ball's food content, he'll be part of it. Let's fucking go.
Homer All-Star game tonight off the Home Run Derby. Do you guys, I mean, we got bets and stuff to keep track of, but I do feel like the All-Star game has lost some of its luster now that the winner doesn't get home field advantage in the World Series, which I guess kind of was a dumb rule, but at the same time, it was the only All-Star game that mattered in pro sports, and it had an extra, that Midsummer Classic feel to it. They're wearing the weird uniforms and stuff tonight. A lot of the star players are skipping it. So,
yeah,
I'll watch it.
I mean, let me tell you, it was a shocking thing to see the lineups. Shocking.
Wow, you
there's
think they're
like
whack?
Two Reds, there's two Pirates.
Two Pirates, they put the Pirates in the
like
back
Brian
of the order.
Brian Reynolds and Frazier starting.
Yeah,
I think
I don't
Jesse
know how
Winker's
it's
starting. Castellanos is starting.
Jesse Winker, I think, has like a lot of
No, he's
runs,
good.
But yeah.
But it's just like crazy to see the names. I have in my fantasy team, Teoscar Hernandez is one of the starters for the AL. It's a wild scene.
But if this was still for home field advantage for your team, I think less stars would have skipped out on it.
What do you think is the best all-star weekend sport activity? The dunk contest, the home run derby in hockey when they speed skate around, or in the NFL when they have like the little like fucking fake bullshit?
The only answer
to
the home run derby, the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, it's between those two.
I prefer the derby.
I'm going to say the derby too. The dunk contest has just gotten worse through the years.
They're out of dunks.
Yeah, I mean, home runs.
You can't do any new dunks. There's no new dunks.
You can't hit new home runs, really.
But it's like the amount, the fanfare, the way that they're changing it up.
And the new format, I know some people, they want them to go back to 10 outs, and I didn't like the change at the time, but the timer is a cool. And when you have someone head-to-head and you get that walk-off home run at the end, like at the time expiring, it does add a new layer of excitement.
Yeah, it's a new layer. It's nice.
It's a new layer.
What, Glenn? I like how yours had a little, like, you, like, your wrist is so loose. It's almost, I'll just stop.
Next half of the rundown is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Kick your summer off in style with the brand that's reinventing men's basics, Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is so much more than just underwear. Their full collection includes t-shirts, polos, button-up shorts, pants, swims, and a lot. I have bathing suit for Mack Weldon. I have multiple t-shirts. I have underwear. I have socks.
Stop
I have
bragging,
multiple
bro.
Joggers. No, they have everything. With light and breathable fabric technology, it's going to keep you cool and comfortable all summer. Mack Weldon swim line, see, it's a really nice blue bathing suit. I needed a bathing suit. With trunk and board short options that are quick to dry and have a four-way stretch fabric, Mack Weldon also has a free loyalty program called Weldon Blue. Level 1's going to get you free shipping for life. Once you reach level 2 by spending $200, you'll get 20% off every order for the next year. Stay cool this summer and look great doing it with all new collections of men's essentials from Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com/rundown. Enter promo code RUNDOWN. Next up, we have an all-time freakout, Karen freakout out of Victoria's Secret. It's just this lady in a Victoria's Secret screaming at the top of her lungs at this lady who's filming her, like, stop filming me. I'm sure we'll splice it in. Stop filming me. And the lady's not doing anything. She just has her phone out very calmly. This lady very clearly wanted a fight. It was like a kid in a toy store throwing a temper tantrum when he didn't get a toy. It was really, no adult should ever act this way.
It was a horrifying watch. And then, I mean, at the end, she runs after, it was a horror movie. It was like a zombie chasing her in like a horror
she
movie.
She chased after the woman that was filming her, was like,
truly,
get away from
truly
me.
Truly chased.
Get away from me. As she chased
Look
after
at her,
the person.
Her, she's like a frying slice of bacon. Like, she's just, like, sizzling on the fucking floor of a Victoria's Secret.
She's, like, possessed with a devil leaving her body.
Have you ever gone on, like, a Karen rabbit hole on TikTok? Because I spent, like, 2 hours doing it the other night, and it's fucking awesome.
The hashtag
awesome.
Karen, that's smart.
Or just, I don't even think you have to hashtag it. I think you just type in Karen, and, I could watch it for hours. There's something in my brain that it just satisfies, like, women just freaking the fuck out and just being like, that's not very nice.
It's one of those things where you think to yourself, like, oh, it's got to be overblown. There can't be that many women like that out there. Yeah. And then you see videos like this.
Dude.
And there's dudes that do it too, but I mean, not like this, though.
This is good camera work.
Incredible. I feel like it's Jumanji or something. It's like a fucking.
And apparently, the girl freaking out said when the police came, my only request is this video doesn't end up online. Like this lady's going to not put out that viral hit she has on
her hands. Yeah, you wait your whole life for a video like that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking blessing to get a video like that.
How many views she's probably got on that TikTok right now? I mean, we're talking probably in the millions.
I wonder how you stop this from happening. How you stop people
from
acting.
Why did the workers just come out and be like, one of you has to leave? What are we doing?
Yeah,
I think they were. The workers, like, standing over her. She's, like with her arms crossed. She's obviously disgusted that this woman is fucking screaming on the floor.
There's no worker anywhere near her.
What could possess you?
The workers are just ringing up. They're just ringing up some
bras. Yeah, they're ringing up another person.
Some bras.
I really thought
underwear.
It was because, like, people's parents love them too much. But, Glennie, your parents love you a lot, and they would never... This would never happen to you. You would never act like this.
What?
I used to think that people were Karens because their parents always showed them love and never showed them tough love and were like, get the fuck up off the floor and stop making a scene. And I thought it was almost like a only child thing. But Glennie, you're an only child and you don't act like this. You act like an adult. You would never act like this. So it's, I don't think it's an only child thing anymore. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
I am, yeah.
You didn't fucking know that? Obviously.
Me and Tommy, man. We're
Tommy, I could see acting like this. Tommy, I could see having a breakdown on the Victoria's Secret. Tommy and Lane Bryant.
Now, my only freakouts was summer camps as a kid. I didn't do summer camps. And if I had to get left at a summer camp, I really would try to cry my way out of it.
You know, my mom used to do all the time when I was like crying. And complain. Tell me she was going to ship me to military school. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic.
That stopped real quick.
I would have fucking loved that shit.
Dude, imagine being
with the Willie Colon's like shaved head haircut that he gave you, and you're just fucking marching in place.
A parallel universe where Balls was in like SEAL Team 6.
What would you even be like? What would your. Do you think you would
be just a Balls variant? Are you a low key guy? No.
Loki
no, Loki guys? Loki. No Loki guys?
I'm like, Loki.
Loki, Loki, yeah. Loki.
You really said that, like, Loki.
I said, like, Loki.
Yeah.
Are you a Loki guy?
Yeah, no, Loki.
The god of mischief.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't watch the show. I know it through
But
the
there's comic, variants.
Through the
there's
yeah, the
variants.
I was thinking about what
I thought you were doing a Corona
thing.
Joke. You're doing a Loki
it's
joke.
The Delta variant of Glennie Balls.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying the variant.
Okay.
Like, you know, Robbie always tweets about variants of Robbie out there?
Yeah,
I got a lot of people telling me that little kid on the softball team was my son. That looked, could be a Balls variant, you know.
What softball?
You see that video?
I saw you strike out.
No.
Get on to the next topic.
Get next topic.
Where's
I thought you were talking about your softball game.
I know. I meant to say baseball, not softball. I'm sorry. Next topic.
Next topic. We have HBO Max new reality show Fuckboy Island. 3 girls, 24 guys. Half of them are there for love. Half of them are there for the money and for the clout. And if they can trick the girls, they win $100,000.
I got news. They're all there for the fucking money and clout.
Yeah. And the people who signed up to say they're not there for the money, why would you ever do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just to get another spot on the show, maybe, or
but
I don't know.
You said money. Some are there for money, some are there for clout?
No.
Some are there for money, some are there for love.
They're all there for clout.
Okay, yeah, okay. So the girls got to try to figure out which of the guys that are there for love.
Yes.
And do they fall in love at the end?
Is it sort of like a bachelor thing?
I think... Is that the goal?
I'm pretty sure the 3 girls each pick probably one guy at the end. And if it's a guy that was there for love, then whatever. They could be in a relationship. If it's a guy that was there for money, they get the $100,000.
It's a great logo, F-Boy Island. They got
I think
logo.
That it makes it way simpler when it's 3...
Ooh, Nikki Glaser's hosting? Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I love Nikki Glaser. I think she's very funny.
She's hilarious. But having... 3 people, so that automatically means that the 2 hottest will couple off. Like, it's not going to be a situation where somebody quirky is picked because the animal instincts of, like, laws of attraction will kick in and the hottest people will have to pair off. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. There's more spots for the less hot people.
But
there's
3
girls.
What if 2 people like the same person? What if something like that happens? It's not like they
all... Oh, 2 girls like the same guy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think 3 different girls, maybe there's a chance. Also, what's funny is those girls are all definitely there for the clout and money as well. It's not like they're there for love. So this just basically is The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, except they're outright saying that everyone's here for clout.
Yeah. The fact that they even ever suggested on The Bachelor that, like, it's a big storyline every year that people aren't there for the right reasons. Like,
they're
all there for the wrong reasons.
They tried to kick one guy out of the house this year because he said that, yeah, it's crossed my mind that maybe I could be the next Bachelor. And they acted like he said the most offensive thing of all time.
Because it's just the rules of the game. You don't say that,
not that
stupid
I want,
shit.
Yeah.
They all think that. Yeah, who put that on your screen last night?
Yeah, that was crazy. Did you see that? Someone broke into my house. put my laptop, pulled up a stream of The Bachelorette, and put it right in front of the home run
and
derby.
Like you spilled a glass of white wine into a glass? That's
yeah.
fucking that's
and I
crazy.
Couldn't figure out how to close my laptop, so like I just had to watch both. It was fucking crazy. So if you're out there doing that, like don't break
it. Yeah, it's happening.
Watch, definitely don't do it next Monday at 8 p.m. and do it on my laptop and do it on my TV because there's nothing else to watch and all my attention would be on that. Next up, we got LeBron showed up to his son's game. Just as he did, but he then just like at halftime or something went to the middle of the court and just started throwing up bricks of shots. LeBron does get a lot of hate, and sometimes it's like maybe it's too much, and then he just does something like this, and you can't defend the guy.
What do you mean?
He's there for his son's game. He says, I didn't want to name my son LeBron Jr. because I don't want to take the spotlight. He shows up, and then he just, in the middle of the game, starts throwing up shots.
You said it's halftime. I'm no huge LeBron guy, but you go to a kid's basketball game. What do you do in fucking intermissions
you
and
don't,
shit?
What, if you were you a take shots. If you were a regular dad on the court, you wouldn't go into
I
the court.
I think people do that, though, on like a free gym. Like, people just go out
I don't
out
think
and
it
shoot.
Was a free gym. I think there was a game going on.
It's not like he came during a timeout.
But it's weird that nobody
it
else is shooting.
It says there's 3:18 on the clock.
It's probably 3:18 till halftime expires. And I'm sure everyone's there is watching LeBron shoot. It's not that big of a deal.
I think it's weird personally. How many people are just watching him shoot like this. But they also cherry-picked the shots, I'm sure. Didn't show any misses intentionally.
No, they didn't show any makes.
Any makes intentionally. That's what I meant to say.
I mean, he did miss, what does it look like, 3 in a row? I mean, I don't know. To be fair, also, like, this is sort of the Kevin Durant thing where or people are like, why is Kevin Durant playing in the Olympics? But if I was as good at basketball as Kevin Durant, I'd play as much fucking basketball as I could. Like, I would just go down to the Y and just break some kids' ankles all day.
Yeah, of course. You know, and just, like, people just want to watch you shoot. I think it's way more, like, worshipy of LeBron that the people are just, like, in a semicircle, like, just fawning over him, watching him shoot like that.
You might have changed my take a little bit.
I mean, it's a kid's basketball game. When they're not playing, people get the
ball.
Usually
everybody's shooting. Like, a bunch of people are shooting.
I will say, you're right. Usually it's a bunch of kids hanging out, shooting, like, 3 feet under the hoop. But it's a kid's game. And I'm sure everybody there wants to watch LeBron shoot.
While we're on the topic of pickup, this has been a debate around the internet today. When you play pickup basketball and you're shooting around with your friends, after someone misses, do you give them a layup or not?
Yes, you give them a layup. I think you just give them, you know, just let them run, get their layup. They'll pass the ball back to you. You get to see the ball go in.
Now,
feels
I'm not
nice.
The biggest pickup basketball guy. I'm mad at you or not either.
I'm not. I'm confused on what you're saying right now.
All
right.
So you know how you're shooting, and it's like you're there with your friends. Whatever. You make a shot.
We're shooting around. We're not playing a game.
Yeah. You make a shot. You get the ball back. Right. That's just common courtesy. Mm-hmm. If you miss it, do you give the ball back to that person so they could take it for a quick layup?
No. Fuck no. They'll get it again.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, I have seen this done. Apparently, it seems like the internet's decided it's just a New York, Boston, maybe Philadelphia, Northeast thing.
I got it from my uncles in Chicago, though. It's like,
what?
I got it from my uncles in Chicago. I think that it's just...
People in the South were like, this is crazy. Like, if you miss it, you don't get the ball back.
I'm not that passionate about it because I don't know the protocol. I don't play pickup games. That's not in my repertoire.
Where's Crick? Let's get Crick over here to talk about
it. Is she here?
No, Crick? All right.
She's got to be here now.
I'm assuming she's in Milwaukee.
Oh, true.
There's a game tomorrow
night. True.
All right, we got anything else?
Who's the snitch in your guys' shorehouse?
There's a rat. You got to
sniff
it out.
There's a rat in the shore house. All today, Glenny and Tommy have been walking around the office together, cracking their knuckles like the two henchmen from 101 Dalmatians. Just fucking walking around trying to figure out.
We're literally the Departed. We're gonna
no, you're the two henchmen from 101 Dalmatians.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Do you know what I'm talking about, McKenzie? Where with it makes me think it's not Paulie a compliment.
Pull them up. The 101 Dalmatians henchmen. Because that's 100%.
Tony Soprano and...
We're Tony Soprano and Tommy DeVito. Yeah. We're crossing movies. That's who we are.
The animated version. But there's a snitch in the...
Moral of the story is... So, obviously, I think everyone knows...
I mean...
All right.
We could be Wario and Waluigi. All right. That'd be a great Halloween costume.
That's unbelievably accurate.
So, they're walking around the office trying to get...
Jasper and Horace? Yeah.
Jasper and Horace over here walking around the office.
That'd be a good Halloween costume.
Let's go. This Halloween ball. Yeah. We're back on the
October
shore.
31st. So, moral of the story is, obviously, I think as we all know, Tommy mounted a 6'4 girl
not 6'4.
Last week.
You know,
she's not 6'4, but she could have D'd up, like... like a small forward. And, no, it's not like a power forward.
Yeah, I mean,
but
she
like,
was a she know, lateral nice girl. Quickness and yeah, whatever. It happens out there. She was maybe an inch or two taller
honestly,
than me.
Honestly, can I say, everybody watching this, she was very nice and she was a beautiful girl. So congrats to Tommy.
Thank
but
you.
But I want to know how it got out.
I didn't even care about that. Like, you know, but there were, you had some problems that you were saying was out on the yak, too. You were like,
Well, not in rack thing. Owen was saying, no, we were talking about shitting on the yak, and Owen's like, oh, yeah, we're there for 48 hours. Why don't you just shit once? I'm like, bro, I'm drinking and eating for 48 hours. You want me to shit once?
Wait, what?
At the Shore House, he's only going to take one poop while he's fucking funneling yes. fried food and light beer into his body the entire time.
What
he's
is
got
the
no natty splatties.
Grilled chicken.
Huh?
I'm confused with the argument. How many times did you shit?
More than once, you say.
Normal.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like I was saying with Owen on the yak too. That's what I was saying. I was mad at was the guys making fun of me on the yak. And I'm like, bro, you were at our Shore House. You don't get to come to the Shore House.
Yeah,
and
it's
make
the Glenny Ball Shore House.
It's not the Glenny Ball.
It's more or less the Glenny Ball.
It's not.
House. You're the kingpin there. You're the mob boss there.
No, I'm simply just
you're
saying.
Glenny Ball is at Shore House. Shout out High Noon.
He's the
is
Jasper.
More in his element than anyone's ever been in an element.
I'm simply just saying, if you're going to come, I would love for Owen to come. I love Owen. But then don't talk shit about my shitting policies on the yak.
I did talk shit about your shitting.
Owen did.
Oh, Owen did. I thought
he
said
you should only take one shit.
He said, you're only there for 48 hours. Why don't you just not shit? Like, bro.
Shit like twice a day, three times
bro,
a day.
Bro, we're eating and drinking all day long.
Both your metabolisms are incredible.
I might have IBS. Yeah.
You definitely have IBS, for sure. Like,
you were there, we're literally eating and drinking all day long.
Yeah.
That's
but who's the rat, though? Who's been
the
telling
rat?
The fact that Tommy's we been got, hooking I, up with Brittany Griner? Because
yeah, it was on the yak. Me and Tommy both assumed it was Owen. Apparently, it's not Owen. It could be Jeff D.
Who's telling the fact that Tommy was playing yeah, one-on-one
we're
in the driveway
say, we're
for
out there,
his date's heart?
At a content Shore House on the Jersey Shore. Things are going to get out. That's fine. We were just
so
curious.
You might be the rat, then.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
things
just,
are going to get
did
out.
Did Tommy plant this?
Loose lips sink ships. Yeah,
no,
he's walking
I
around
not,
looking
I
for
not.
It when it's him the entire time. I
so, but
that,
hey, we're going back this weekend.
So
let's
who
see.
Do you think the rat is? Get to the bottom of it.
I don't think there's a specific rat. I think just things get out.
Spider
you know?
Said he might be the rat. You're saying that Jeff Lowe might be the rat. You're saying that Owen might
I think
be the
just
rat.
Chatter. It's just office chatter.
I'm trying to think. I want to know if someone like texted somebody.
You heard about a woman rat. You think that women can be rats too, right?
Of course, I mean, yeah,
rats. Of course,
rats have
equal opportunities. Yes, exactly.
Well, they have two genders.
Could have been Casey. Could have been Kelly.
So, who do you think it was? Stop speculating and make some guesses.
That's the rundown.
Make a guess.
I mean, Owen says, I don't know. I don't think there's one rat. I think things just happen.
Tommy was probably hot-mouthing with Rebecca Lobo.
What's the question?
Who's the rat?
Nate.
Oh. Nate, come on.
About Tommy?
Yes.
No, just a joke.
I'm not going
to. Oh, here comes Jeff.
There comes Jeff,
yeah, exactly. Look who's coming out of the woodwork. The rats are coming out of the woodwork.
And
here's Owen, too. Wow. There's Jeff right there. Wow. Looks like everybody.
I will say, so I shared a funny photo, but all of a sudden, this just came up on the rundown yesterday. Now it's 24 hours of Tommy talking about fucking publicly. It seems like Tommy.
I don't want to talk about it.
He keeps on talking about this recessive
self-rat?
Gene.
Yeah.
Self-rat?
I really don't
yes,
want to talk about
it. I think it might be a self-rat.
Cut the camera.
I think it's self-rat.
Trying to breed up.
No self-rat.
Have you ever
you're trying to
talked this much about Tommy's sex life?
You said he revealed the photo. I didn't know that. Whatever, that's the wrong
no, 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 we're just finally
self-rat.
Getting somewhere.
Even
both of
them,
Tommy Hill.
Honestly, you had to find out somehow, you and Big Cat.
Yeah, probably from you when you were texting us, Tommy Hill. He said, I just found a girl that's going to give me 6'3 children.
Okay, I got a hot text.
Uh-oh, wait, what?
Who's your
phone?
About it?
No.
Someone texted me that.
Who? Who? Who?
Oh, I can't say who.
Someone texted you that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See? There's proof.
Yeah, you could have planted it in someone else's mind, though.
All right, good rundown, everyone.
We're getting on to him.
I think I know who the rat is.
Who?
I think I know who it is.
Find out on tomorrow's rundown, I guess.